Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
One of his buddies who lives in Houston canceled on him last minute, one of the celebrities, because of the Iranian bunker buster strike. He thought that the airlines from Houston to New York were in danger.
You know, no comment on that. That's when I'm going to go no comment.
And then Willie's like, we're going to be okay, man. Like, there's not going to be somebody, like, in Arkansas with a surface-to-air missile with your Delta flight.
Listen.
Let's go into Newark.
We all got our things. Some of us, you know, I actually, this morning, on my way here, so I use this guy, his name is Jay Duell. Whenever I'm in the city, he drives me around the city. Met him in an Uber one time, the greatest human being on earth. But it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk about anything.
Sure, of course not. Yep.
And he proceeds to talk to me about how somebody he knows drives down to Florida every week instead of flies down.
Every week?
Every week for his job because he's afraid. And I've heard of people flying down. Like Mark DeRosa flies down to Georgia and comes back up for MLB Network every week. This guy drives down to Florida every week for his job because he doesn't want to fly.
Oh, my God.
So everyone has their thing. Imagine being so afraid. Apparently, because I used to get like sketched out about flying too, but apparently, like flying in a plane is the safest way.
Oh, it is. It's not. Yeah, it's not
to travel.
It's not. It 100% is. And my dad was just a private pilot, but not private jets. Just had small planes his entire life and learned how to fly. And I was around at Cessnas and all that growing up, so I know how safe it is. And I mean, it's funny because I'll go up in a helicopter occasionally with Boomer doing something or, you know, flying and my wife will get all like, you know, worried about it. And I'm like, do you understand? I'm driving every day.
Yeah, well, that's
in the
thing.
New York metro area. There are roadside memorials on every road.
Yeah.
That I'm on 50 of them. Yeah. There's flowers.
Well, that's the thing. And you don't really think about it. But
yeah.
I will say when the plane takes off and you hear that. You know what I'm talking about? I'm like, we're going right down. The thoughts that go through my head.
Yeah.
When I'm taking off on a plane, they put me in a mental institute. They really would.
Yeah, I never get worried about it. Like, the only thing I don't
I'm on ChatGPT. What's the probability? How safe are flights? I'm in this seat. What are my eyes? Like, it's bad.
Now, this is morbid. But I'm going to tell you, this would help. It's helped other people when I said this. But if you're going to go down in a plane like that, you're not, like, it's going to happen so quick.
You're not going to feel it.
And you're just done. So it's like, it's the experience.
That made it worse, Gio.
No, hold on.
Gio, I'm never flying again.
It's the experience of getting in, like, an accident and then having, like, a long-term injury. That's
right.
The nightmare.
Right.
But, like, boom, done.
You're saying
over.
You just want to vaporize.
Yeah. That's chances of what's going to happen.
Right.
So, like, you'll have, like, a little bit of fear, but then you'll never remember it. So it doesn't matter because you'd be dead.
Right.
So that's, you know.
You know.
It is what it is.
That didn't help me actually one bit, but it's all right. I get it. We all have our things. Flying. And I used to be, I think what ended up happening was there was those horrific accidents that would keep happening. I'm like, yeah. And I was flying a lot around
that
time.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, for me, I got one of my buddies has a place in the Hamptons. And he was like, oh, I'm going to, in a couple weeks, I'm going to go fly out to the Hamptons. I'm like, what do you mean you're going to fly? He's like, I'm going to take a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my worst nightmare, being up there in a helicopter.
Helicopters are great.
Really?
Yeah, they're awesome.
You think I should go in the helicopter?
100%. They're awesome.
I might go in the helicopter.
I mean, it's, and by the way, like, there was this accident that was here. If you saw that, it was, you know,
horrible.
It was a lot going on there. But think about, I mean, if you sit on the beach on Long Island on a Saturday afternoon or a Friday afternoon, just back and forth. Yeah. There's no accident.
No
accident.
No, you're right.
I mean, it's fine. And you go and you like to sit in the traffic. We were out at Montauk where it was a 10th anniversary. We went to Montauk this past weekend. It was 2 hours and 25 minutes from Sayville to get out there.
Yeah.
You're talking from where you are to drive out there.
6 hours.
Insane.
Yeah, insane. You got to take the heli.
Yeah, take the helicopter.
You got to take that. And
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you think about it too, and this is the way my brain works, like even like surgeons, there's surgeons tonight that are going to do major operations tomorrow.
Yeah.
That are playing dress up with their kids before they go to bed tonight.
Yeah, of course.
They're going to eat a fat meal and then they're going to wake up tomorrow and just do surgery.
Exactly.
It's just another day on the job.
Yeah, just
I get it.
Pop in and out of somebody's heart.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, no problem.
I get it.
I'm going to give you a Boomer and Geo helicopter story. So it was few years ago. It was actually more than a few. It might have been like the first or second year that we were working together. And we had to go up to Mohegan Sun for a State Farm golf tournament that was at Mohegan Sun Golf Course. So we go up, they give us this huge suite. I invite some friends from Long Island to come up and stay in the suite, and we'll go out the night before, gamble, have a good time. So it gets out of control because we're winning. You know, we won a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's getting out of control now. So everybody's drinking, whatever. And I got to get up, you know, do the show. So.
Oh, you got to get up and do the morning show?
Do the show. But I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, it'll be fine because we're going to have all these guests because we're at this golf tournament. Like, I'm going to be fine. So I get back into the hotel room maybe 1 a.m. And I remember throwing up in the sink of the hotel room.
Oh, my God.
So then I end up waking up at like 4 something, and I'm still feeling horrible. So I'm getting into, you know, this car. There's windy roads up to where we got to go to the golf course. And I'm just like, feeling terrible. So turns out we don't get a single guest until 9:55 when Ray Allen stopped by.
For 5 minutes?
5 minutes. Not a single guest. I'm looking outside. I'm like, there's Chris Paul. There's Aaron Rodgers. And we're sitting up there dying. By far the
What are you talking about?
The worst show I've ever done. Not even. And this is another one of those dupe stories. So my stomach, I have to go. There's a bathroom that's like, so you have the cameras in front of us. There's a bathroom right behind CBS Sports Network.
Yeah.
So I go in there. I have to dupe in a break, and it's right there.
Not
it
terrible.
Stinks, and I'm like, oh, my God. Now I just blew up this bathroom.
You're talking on the air.
This is a nightmare. I'm sweating.
And poop smells just underneath, floating under your nose.
The only thing that saved us that day, this is how much I remember this, was Plaxico Burress songs. That somehow came up with all the Plaxico songs that there were. That Al did when he shot himself in the leg, and then Eddie played like 10 of them in a row, and we were all laughing.
Oh,
that's the only thing that saved that show. So now we got to get on a helicopter after the show and go back to the city. I was so close to puking in that helicopter. Now, I think this was might have been 18 or 19, my first 2 years working here, so like with Boomer.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like,
if
I throw up in this helicopter, this I may get fired, like I'm. They may just
that's
move
gonna
me.
Be
so I'm talking everything in my power. I am sweating. I am shaking. I'm thinking whatever you have to do, keep this puke down. And I did. Thank God.
Good for you.
But it was that whole time. I'm like, oh my God, you're gonna puke on Boomer in this helicopter, and you're never gonna hear.
Puke's
the end of
gonna
this.
Be flying up and down in the helicopter.
And oh my God, it's just floating in the air like if we were in space, it would just be chunks in the air.
And let me ask you, why didn't any of the guys come up and say hello? They just were like, we're not doing it.
And
Ray Allen, out of all people, was like, let me go see what this is about.
No, Al might remember more. Yeah. It was a long time ago.
But that one, I remember I cornered Aaron Rodgers twice because I was really chasing him, and he was with these groups of guys. He seemed like out of it, and the guys would not let him come anywhere near us. I don't know. This is why we don't go to these golf tournaments. They don't give us the guests.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Like, I understand that they're paying for us to be there to promote the event, but it's like, you know, these guys are sitting right there. And it's not like we're going to be grilling them on anything. Like, just right. Have a sports conversation, for God's sakes. And then it was my fault. I mean, Boo was sort of like in the sidecar with this one, but we used to go up to the Travelers Championship that just happened. You know, the Travelers Championship, go up there every year. So last year I lost it because we got to get on a freaking, it's like Cromwell is up there.
Yeah, it's up there.
So I got to get on a ferry from Port Jeff and then drive another 2 hours up. And like Boomer and I, you know, now that I'm obsessed with golf, like I want to be there. I want to talk to these guys. Right. I'm into it. They refuse the PGA Tour to give us anybody. So we're sitting there in a parking lot, essentially, next to the porta potties, just doing a show. And we had to go through an agent to get Corey Connors, and I had to get Stephen Waldrum, CBS Sports, to pull Akshay Batia off the putting green.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I was like, this is insane.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.